We continue our audio updates on Real Prospector with a show aimed at you first-time homebuyers. Heading up the discussion today, Robert Palmer, founder of RP Funding and the Robert Palmer family of companies. Realtor German Martinez joins us. He's with Keller Williams and specializes in providing his expertise in real estate to first-time homebuyers. And Caleb McKelvin of Search Talk Live, who just recently became a first-time homebuyer and, of course, an owner. First off, Robert Palmer. Robert, when it comes to first-time homebuyers, the industry first has to convince the potential buyers that homeownership isn't a problem. It's not a burden, but it's really a major first step in building a financial foundation and the family's legacy. I mean, buying a home is not a hard thing to do. It's just something a lot of people are a little intimidated by.
I'll tell you where this comes from is everyone I talk to, no one says I want to die renting, right? No one says I'm going to rent from now until the end of my time. No one thinks that way, but most people will push it off. Well, I'm going to rent for now. I'm going to rent for until I get a better job. I'm going to rent until I get my credit score up. I'm going to rent until. And what happens is you end up procrastinating, and the longer you push off, the higher home prices are going to be. And that's property appreciation you could have had, and instead it's money you're going to lose. So think about that. If you could have bought a home in 2010, right, for $200,000, today that same home is probably worth $240,000, right?
Wow.
So the person who bought it at $200,000, he's now made $40,000. The person who decided to keep renting and not buy now has to pay an extra $40,000 for that house. So you're talking about that's an $80,000 swing. Is there between having an extra $40,000 or having $40,000 less, right? Go up 40 or go down 40. I mean, that's what you're looking at by continuing to be a renter, by continuing to be a tenant. You missed out on the chance to make the money, plus now you have to pay the money. So it's a double whammy. And it's this simple. If it's the fear, which for most people it is, you know, that we've done studies, the Mortgage Banker Association has done studies, the National Association of Realtors has done studies, and the number one reason that people aren't buying homes is fear.
Right.
And I want to talk about that fear. You know, I want to talk about the fact there's really not much to be afraid of here. I bought my first home right after I turned 18. Throughout my early career, there were some ups and downs. And there was one point in my life where I had to move out of that home and rent it out. I couldn't afford it, right? I couldn't afford it. It was a point when things were really tough for me in my career in the early days. And so I actually went and lived with a friend for like 7 or 8 months and rented my house out during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would tell you is that by owning the home, I actually had more flexibility because I ended up making money on the rental, right? And so it helped support me through a downtime. And so where a lot of people see owning a home as an anchor, right, or as handcuffs, as chain, as a ball and chain, as something that's going to hold them down, I would argue that it actually gives you more flexibility in life because now you have the option to live there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option to rent that home to someone else. You know, you can sell that home if you want to. You have the power and the control, whereas a renter, as a tenant, you don't have any of those options. You don't have any of that control. The landlord can decide tomorrow they want to kick you out and sell that house, or they can decide they want to raise your rent by $300 or $400 and when your lease is up, and you can't do anything about it. And so what I would encourage people to do is, and this is the whole reason for rule number 7, the idea of owning real estate sooner, not later, is to go ahead and get in there and put down some roots, begin to own property, let that property appreciation. If you look at over historic times, Rob, even in the worst of times, we still see a slight property appreciation. It keeps up with inflation. So the home values are not going to go down. Mm-hmm. And if you even look for most areas, we've caught up to where we were at the peak.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so even when you take the worst recession and worst property crash in our lifetime into account, most people still have had positive appreciation on their properties. And so the people who get in with the right type of mortgage, right, we're not talking about those toxic adjustable rate mortgages that got everybody in so much trouble back in 2005 and 6.
True.
What we're talking about is today's safe 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And when you buy a home with a safe 30-year fixed rate mortgage, and then you follow my advice, which is as soon as it's financially possible, refinance down to a 15-year. What is that? Rule number 15, Rob? I think that's rule number 15.
Yes, indeed.
Buy the home with a with a safe 30, you know, no ARMs, no interest onlys, no tricky loans. Buy the home with a safe 30-year fixed rate mortgage, and then as soon as you're financially able, refinance it to a 15-year mortgage so that you can get the lowest rate possible and pay it off quickly and really start to establish net worth and equity and value in that home. A gap. The equity is the gap between the value of the home and the amount you owe. And so when you're able to go from a 30-year to a 15-year mortgage, you're cutting years off the back. You're now putting more money every month toward lowering that balance to increase your equity. Meanwhile, the home value is going up like they always do historically, and you're starting to build serious wealth. And that's how we build wealth in this country. And so I want people to not be afraid.
Thank you so much, Robert Palmer, great contributor. And of course, Real Prospector is one of the projects of the Robert Palmer family of companies. Folks, I want you to sit back and enjoy some time with German Martinez. He is a realtor with Keller Williams. German, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me here.
Well, here we are pre-holiday, and we're working on the real estate industry on this great website. I love the way we're mixing articles and interviews on here. I think it's a real insight into real estate. And of course, having experts like you on here really helps. Now, tell us about your background and how you chose Keller Williams.
Okay. I interviewed with a lot of brokers when I was trying to pick a broker to work with. Keller Williams offered some of the best training out there. And just from speaking to some of the agents there, I felt that it had a more cohesive environment, you know, a group where it was more everyone helping one another succeed. It wasn't everyone out for themselves. So in a group like Keller Williams, everyone's success means that the company will succeed. So at Keller Williams, I never felt like I had to do it all myself. I always had mentors. I always had coaches. I always had people I can go with. So I think Keller Williams was a good fit for me.
You know, there's something about Keller Williams, and when you come into an area, you're looking for a familiar name. Maybe you're coming into an area for the first time, and you're looking for a steakhouse. Well, maybe you had a favorite steakhouse back home, and that name just stands out, right, for the quality and the fact that you can count on it. Keller Williams is such a solid name in the real estate industry. That's got to really give you an oomph when you get up to go to work every day.
It does. It really does. And I think they kind of earned it. You know, it's one of the fastest growing real estate companies in America, and we're probably number one already. And it's because they care about their people, not just their buyers and their sellers, but their agents as well. So
now you are known in this area as a very special real estate professional because you love selling real estate. You're very educated in it, but you also specialize. Tell us what you specialize in.
Well, I love working with first-time home buyers. I mean, they're so excited, so eager to get out there and buy their first house, and it's just a great pleasure to work with them.
And in our pre-show, you said something that really touched me, and that is maybe your father actually started you on this path by giving you some really good advice, advice that we always give out here at RP Funding.
He did. It was a couple of years ago, and it was just me and Dad. You know, he came down for a holiday, and we spent a lot of time together, and one of the questions he asked me was, why don't you own a home yet? And I said, I'll get to it eventually. You know, I'm still young. He goes, you're not getting any younger. You need to buy a house. Or do you really want to spend most of your Social Security on rent? And that kind of rang a bell. And I went, wow, you know, I wasn't going to put it out that long. He goes, no one ever thinks they will.
It seems to me like you can have a professional real estate agent that's really good at what they do. And if they're working with a family, buying or selling, that's been through the process one, two, or three times, they kind of have an easier time than you would. I can imagine that a good part, and I don't know what percentage it is, but I have a feeling that a good part of your work is also to be kind of a security blanket, a counselor, a person that's going to answer questions in the middle of the night, somebody trying to get to sleep, and they're thinking, oh, I don't know. I've got this question about that house. I've got this question about the transaction. So you're an educator. You're a psychologist. You're just about everything to these people.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there. Sometimes I feel like a coach. Sometimes a teacher. Sometimes I feel like a parent. You know, it's like I do a lot of hand-holding, but that's okay. I've been on that side. I know what it's like, and I understand that sometimes they just need that little extra help.
We have a lot of conversations in this studio with Robert Palmer and some of your associates, and it always revolves around the fact that, you know, we can go to kindergarten all the way through our senior year. We can go on to college. Where in the world is the disconnect that in all of that preparation and in all the things our parents taught us about the most personal things, we never talked money. We never talked about buying a home. We never talked about a mortgage. So the people, when they come to you, they're really putting their trust and they're really putting their fiduciary, their money in your hands.
That is, and it's that is true, and it's a big responsibility. I try to put myself as much as possible in their shoes and wonder what's the best choice. I can't be them, so communication is the key. You know, we speak a lot about what are their goals, what are their dreams, where do they want to be? Not just what type of house do they want, but why do they want that house? What's their motivation? Once I understand them, I think I can help them. And that's the key. I'm here to help them. If I help enough people get what they want, I'll get what I want.
Now, you probably have to also be a mentor when it comes to how much home can you afford. I've seen the scenario where, you know, a couple looks at a house and one of the first things they'll do is the husband might say to the wife, okay, I won't take as many hunting trips. I won't have the 50-yard line tickets to the football game. I'll give anything to own this house. And without your counsel, they could become house poor.
That's true, and sometimes that's a difficult discussion to have. I try to educate them a little bit on dream. Let's dream, but then let's come back. Let's bring it back a little bit and say, do you want a home that you're comfortable with and still take vacations, still drive that nice car, still go out to dinner every now and then? Or do you want a home that you absolutely love that you're stuck in every day because you can't afford anything else?
For the people who are just listening to this show, and maybe they've listened to Robert Palmer and some of your associates before, and they're looking up estate advice, and they're starting to get excited about the whole process because they're learning, they're taking command. What are some of the biggest hints, the biggest things that you can tell them that they need to consider as they enter this new portion of their life?
Plan ahead. Think big, dream, but sit down and write out what you want. Where do you want to go? Have a goal. Have a target. Don't just say, I want to buy a house one day, but when do I want to buy that home? Why do I want to buy that house? Do I have things aligned in order to get it? And also speak to your mate if you're buying the house with someone else. You know, both of you be on the same page. One person may be on the beach, another person wants to be in the woods, you know. So until we have you both in on the same page and in line, I can't get on the same page with both of you. So do a little bit of brainstorming, a little bit of planning, and then I can guide you the rest of the way if you know where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Estate advice is, of course, international. It goes everywhere. But in a typical town like, let's say, in Orlando, for instance, mm-hmm. are there certain pockets of a city, Orlando, Jacksonville, wherever, Duluth, Minnesota, I don't care, Kansas City, but are there certain parts of town where first-time homebuyers seem to gravitate? Would that be to the suburbs or down in the downtown? Where are they going now?
In my experience, it's still a little bit of the suburbs, just outside of Orlando, but there's not one specific direction. I've got people that want to live up north. I want to live south, east, west. It's all over the place. No one really, my experience is, no one wants to get into the congestion of I-4, so that's going to have a major impact over the next few years.
So in any major city, they don't want to be by that interstate.
Correct. They want to be close enough to work, but they don't want to, they want to avoid the commute.
Very good. What are some of the things that they never even thought of? You're having a conversation with a couple, and their light will go on, and they'll look at you and say, German, we never thought of that. What would it be?
Most people don't plan on things breaking down. It's very convenient when you're renting. If something breaks down, you call the landlord. One of the discussions I have with all my first-time home buyers is set a little bit aside every single month. You know, that AC unit that breaks, it may be a few hundred or a few thousand dollars down the road, isn't a major impact when you have a little fund set aside for repairs. Just set a little bit aside every month, and when the little mishaps happen, you'll be set. Usually I hear back from homeowners that say, I never expected this to break. I'm like, how long have you been in the house? 10 years. I'm like, it would have broken sooner or later.
So those things are going to happen.
Yes.
You need a contingency fund.
Right.
Have you ever talked to people about maybe where they would go from there as to where, all right, this will be your first house. But when you get ready to move on to the larger house, the possibility of maybe taking the one they're in and making it a rental, do we go that far?
We do as an option. I have that discussion a few times because a lot of my business for not first-time home buyers, but homeowners that are looking to upgrade to their next home, they also want to sell their house. And I've had the unfortunately, I've had to talk to a few of them to explain to them that you're not going to get what you want out of this home. Would you consider renting? And then I'll have that discussion with them. It's a great option for people that can't sell their house immediately or won't net what they want out of their home. So we do have property managers that can deal with that as well.
Our very special guest is German Martinez. He's from Keller Williams. And, of course, right here on Real Prospector, we have a sister or a brother site called The State of Eyes. And, of course, there is SavingThousands.com. What do you think about that? What do you think about the social world now opening up and broadening its horizons to educate people, to get people in the real estate industry and the maybe buyers that are out on the sideline, bringing them together like this group is right now?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think we're in a great time where anything you want to learn, anything you want to know, any information you want to obtain, you can get it immediately. First-time homebuyers is a wonderful resource if they'll go out there and do a little homework on their own.
Now, you're a contributor to the websites. What are some of the things that you've written about?
Oh, I've written on first-time home buying 101. I've also written on veterans, you know, veteran home buying and the advantages of buying as a veteran and taking advantage of veteran programs. I also wrote an article about my dad, conversation with my father, you know, and his advice to me on buying a home many, many years ago.
It surprises me that I talk to a lot of veterans. I live in a very large retirement community, and I'll talk to some veterans who have never used their VA. Can you explain why they wouldn't use their VA?
That's a very good question. It surprises me, too. As a veteran, I bought my house with VA, and I got in with very little money. I mean, no down payment. I just had to come up with a deposit and some closing costs, and I look at veterans today and I wonder, why aren't you taking advantage of this? There's so many benefits. The veterans can save you so much money on fees and costs. As a veteran, if you're not using it, you're losing out on a great opportunity.
So for a veteran who maybe doesn't understand the VA program, they can come to you and you can counsel them through it step by step?
Absolutely. I can walk them through the entire process. I've done it many times, including my own home.
And what do they need on their side? The DD-214? What kind of documentation?
They need a certificate of eligibility from the VA. There's multiple ways to obtain that. You can get it straight from the VA. You can apply for it. There are some lenders that will also walk them through in obtaining that. With that certificate of eligibility, the lender can also start the process of getting them a VA loan.
Now, is a VA loan as stringent on the home and the home specs as, let's say, an FHA would be?
Yes and no. It's similar. It's just different criteria. Both FHA and VA are out to protect the buyer.
Right.
So they want to make sure that the home is in livable condition and meets minimum standards. So it's great that they're looking out for you. They won't let you buy a house that you'll regret down the road.
That's very, very good. What do you see in your future? Do you see having seminars for first-time home buyers? I mean, opening up a big stage someplace? Or how are we going to get the millennials to forget the past, to go past the crash that they saw their parents go through? How are we going to get them empowered to buy homes?
That's a good question. I'll always see myself helping others obtain, you know, their dreams, whether it's buying a house, starting a business, or just looking for a way to better themselves. So I see myself a little bit as you mentioned earlier, coach, mostly a real estate coach at this point. So I see myself down the road helping hundreds of families obtain their dreams of buying a house. I don't think that'll change.
Let me ask you this about the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. This is our third or fourth interview in the series, mm-hmm. and I've never asked one of our real estate professionals, if you were to give advice to somebody who's listening to us right now and they wanted to get into the real estate industry, and I don't mean a part-time job, maybe a Saturday off, I mean full-time like you are, what would be your advice to them?
There's a Chinese proverb that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. the second best time to plant a tree is now. So I would say to anyone wanting to change careers and get into real estate, do it right now.
Right now. Okay.
They can contact me and I'll give them 101 reasons why they should. This is a great time to do it. Keller Williams is a great company to join.
All right. Speaking of contact, give me all your contact information, German.
GermanMartinezRealtor@gmail.com. You can also reach me directly at 407-446-3974. I'm also on Facebook.
And that's a great way to get your name out there. Thank you so much for being with us today. Well,
thank you, Ralph, for having me here. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to your audience.
All right, folks, we're moving on with Real Prospector, and we're having a really good time doing it. Hey, as we continue with our show right here on Real Prospector, we've asked our special guest, German Martinez of Keller Williams, to kind of hang around for a few minutes so we can kind of tie this all together. From the show Search Talk Live, I'm sure most of you are familiar with that, we have Caleb McKelvin, and he is here now. The reason that we brought him in is he sheds the light on our topic of the day. And our topic of the day is first-time home buyers. As you heard earlier, we have German Martinez, who specializes in helping out people who are first-time home buyers. So, Caleb, welcome to the show. And how long have you been in your new dwelling?
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me on today. We closed on our home September 30th. So we are, I guess, a little over a month now, month and a week. Mm-hmm. So we've been in there. It's been exciting. It's been crazy. It's a totally new environment for us since we have been longtime renters, but it is an awesome stage in our life.
What was the instigation for saying, we've been renting, we've been paying the landlord, we have so many things we can and cannot do with a rental?
Yes.
What was the motivating force?
It really felt like we were just wasting money every month. There was no return on our investment. The living arrangements weren't good for us. I mean, having people above and under you and just craziness. We've been renting for so long. We felt like we needed to finally take that next step and make the investment of owning a home, having our own property, something that we can call our own, and really starting our whole new chapter in our lives together.
I should have given you this question weeks ago so you could think about it, but here's one. How long were you in your own home, your own dwelling, before you realized we can do anything within reason that we want to do to this structure?
Well, my wife's a visionary. And so before we even signed the closing paper, she had been talking for weeks. Actually, when we first got married and we were renting, she was talking about what she wanted to do to our house. And so when we finally signed the papers, the first week we were there, actually it was probably 2 to 3 days in, and she wanted to start getting work. The work started, and it finally set in that this is ours. We can do whatever we want to it, and we can make it our own. And it was a really awesome feeling.
That's great. Now, I want to get back with German for a minute. German, do you also take it as part of your responsibility or part of maybe what you like to do to be available after the sale, after that first coupon and the payment's been in, for maybe somebody to call you and say, I'm looking for a good plumber. I'm looking for a good electrician. Where's a good place to get this done in this area of town?
Oh, absolutely. I always tell all my customers, I'm your realtor for life. I mean, you need an electrician, you need a plumber, you give me a quick call. I have contacts. I've even helped one or two move. So on moving day, if you need an extra hand to help move some boxes, I'm there for you. Because I want to be there for not just you, but your friends and your family. If you need someone to help out or answer questions or be there for you, Lifetime Realtor.
Caleb, you know we love to talk on this show and other shows that you may be involved with that have to do with the millennials.
Yes.
That have to do with you saw your aunts, your uncles, maybe your parents, neighbors, you know, parents of your friends. Mm-hmm. You saw them go through the crash in 08.
Yeah.
How much did that weigh you down when it came to saying, I want to be a homeowner?
Yes. Well, it was nerve-wracking because there's a lot of misguiding information out there on, and it kind of it's makes it seem scary to go through that process, especially when you're young, because there could be a lot of pitfalls with it. And so seeing what, our parents went through and maybe some of their friends and stuff like that. We were a little kind of standoffish about buying a home and maybe renting, keep renting. You know, there's not that much that can go wrong with that. But so that had a little bit to do with it. But, you know, there was a lot of misguided information out there that, you know, we really didn't know where to look or how to get started or what we needed to do. And so that made us kind of delay the process a little bit.
Now, did you use a buyer's agent or did you just look at the name on the sign and make the phone call?
We used a buyer's agent.
Good.
And
good.
So we did use an agent. You know, we've known people that kind of did the whole thing themselves and it really didn't go well. And plus with buying our first home, we didn't have all the answers. We didn't know the entire process, what it may take and everything like that. So we wanted to use an agent that could really take us step by step through the process and help guide us the entire way.
I want to get back to German Martinez a minute with Keller Williams, who stayed extra to help us here. And German, what do you do when you see a couple maybe start to get nervous and they start to say, you know, maybe the guy will look at the girl in your office and they'll kind of go, God, remember what happened to Uncle John? You know, he lost his house. Are we sure we want to do this? And then they turn around and look at you with puppy eyes. What do you say?
I go back to their motivation. You know, we go back to what was the reason you wanted to buy a house in the first place? I try to get them back there. And if they had a strong enough motivation that I felt that I wanted to help them, I'll bring them back to those main reasons why they wanted to buy. Sometimes, and I have come across situations where people don't have a motivation to buy. They haven't convinced themselves. And before I take them on as a customer, they have to convince me that they really want to do this because it's not for everyone. I'm not the used car salesman that's going to force you to buy this house. If you're ready to buy, you want to buy, a realtor should help you, not force you or not drag you along in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you're scared, you're nervous. Let's get back to the real reason. Why did you want to buy? And is this still a good enough reason for you to continue?
Caleb, how many of your friends, when you announced, maybe at a pizza party, maybe mm-hmm. at dinner, maybe whatever, at a party, and you said, you know what, we're going to buy a home. Did some of your friends just go berserk?
Most of them did. I remember we were in a big group of friends and we had decided, you know, we're in the process of looking for a home and going to buy a home. And they all were like, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to take that step? It's kind of like when you take that step, there's no going back. And you know, it was kind of crazy. And we're like, well, actually, it's the right decision for us. And, you know, with that guidance, we were able to see that, you know, financially and everything else going on in our lives, it's what we needed to do. And I think that a lot of individuals, especially my age, you know, are not given the right information on the housing market and right. if they're able to buy a home, because, you know, they might read something on some websites and say, you know, that says, don't do it. You're not ready. But that's just not the case. It's all about who you talk to and getting the right advice.
Does your family feel like this is kind of a rite of passage? Do you feel older now, more responsible? Like, all right, I'm not that kid anymore.
Yes.
I'm married. Yes. I have a family. I'm responsible. I own a home.
Yes. You know, when you're renting, you know, me and my wife and I, we got married and we're renting and, you know, it was a whole new exciting stage in our life, but it's really setting in that, you know, we're starting our family, we're starting our lives. We have our own home. You know, I have a home to go to every day. That's mine. You know, nobody can touch it, but it's our own thing. And so it really did feel like a rite of passage. And actually, it's funny you say that. My wife looked at me the other day and was like, we're grown-ups now. You know, we are actually grown-ups now. We have our home. You know, this is ours. We're responsible for it. And so it's a good feeling, though. It's not scary. It's a really good feeling.
Have you passed that along to your friends?
Yes. Yes. We tell them all the time that, you know, don't be scared. Go out and at least talk to somebody, you know, and don't be nervous about getting pre-approved and everything like that. Go do it. And you'll be shocked at how ready you actually are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sit down and assess where you stand financially and, you know, what stage you are in your lives. But, you know, don't be scared about it. It's a great process to go through. And you have to initiate that process to really know if you're ready or not.
And, you know, I got to go back now to German Martinez. And, German, it's got to feel good when you help somebody get that American dream. And you know that Christmas and all the holidays are going to now be memories of somebody's home and not of some rented apartment.
No, absolutely. it's a great feeling to own your own house and to know that you were part of that process, that you helped the family obtain that dream. It's fantastic. And it's also about building relationships. I've gotten close to a lot of my customers because of that. You know, they feel that I was there in their time of need, and I didn't see it that way. I had a good friend that actually got upset with me in my early days when I first started selling real estate, because I didn't tell people I was selling real estate. Most real estate agents don't. You know, they're afraid that they're bothering their friends and family. So this good friend of mine was ready to buy this house, and he told me that he wishes I had told him. He was angry at me. He says, I wish you had told me you were selling real estate, because I could have used a friend in my corner to explain this. And now I see myself that way. You know, I'm not bothering people by asking for their business. I'm actually helping them get something that they really, really want, and I'm making it easier for them to obtain it. So it is a great feeling to help people, but it's a greater feeling to be that person that just obtained that house.
And it's great for both of you to share your success and get more people involved in home ownership. Yes. Caleb, thank you so much.
Thank you.
German, thank you so much for hanging around for the last few minutes of the show. Folks, I hope that you're getting motivated. If you have questions, if you want to learn more, you can always look at all of our sites. You can look, of course, at Real Prospector. You can look at Estate Advise. You can follow SavingThousands.com, the website, and the Saving Thousands Radio Network, all part of the Robert Palmer family of companies.